From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
Both hailing from parts unknown at a combined weight of 501 pounds. They are the Morning Rush Hour World Tag Team Champions. They have no fear, no back down, just a couple of gutsy guys. No one will take those MRH World Tag titles from these men. It's Taz, it's the Moose, illustrious champions, right here every day on CBS Sports Radio.
You know it's every day, Moose and Taz be paving the way. Talking about every sport, you know that they never missing a play. From the NBA to the NFL to college games, they always bringing the knowledge, nobody ever can try to go stop it. Only me talking the truth, only me talking the truth, ayy. You know it's Taz and Moose, you know it's Taz and Moose, ayy.
It is Taz the Moose with you here on this Monday morning as we come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studio. Rocket Mortgage with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. You've got Mike and Pierno across the way, Pokish, with your updates to 9 a.m. Eastern time we go. Coming up a little bit later on in the program, Taz, we're going to talk to John McClain, covers the NFL for the Houston Chronicle, is going to join us. So look forward to that conversation. He's going to wrap up the program a little bit later on. As we kick off this second hour here on this Monday morning, let's go camping.
Time to go camping, boys and girls. Who better to go sit around the campfire and spitball some football, eat some pork beans, brisket, and throw back some cold ones than with Taz and the Moose?
It's Taz and the Moose, just talking away. It's all you ever heard, talking smack since the day they was born.
Oh, yeah.
It's Taz and the Moose, just talking away. It's all you ever heard, talking smack since the day they was born.
As we go NFL camping, right? With around the National Football League, Taz. A lot to get into. A lot of big storylines. Let's start with the Giants as their receiving core continues to take a hit, right? Oh. First and foremost, Sterling Shepard broke the tip of his thumb on one of his hands. So he's going to be out the next 2 weeks. Said he'll be A-OK. Was even catching footballs on Friday at practice using the other hand.
Right,
so,
right.
Shepard will be fine for opening day for the Giants, right?
Right.
Then you've got Corey Coleman, the former first-round draft choice by the Cleveland Browns, of the Baylor Bears. He tore his ACL. Set to be the number three wide receiver for the Giants, and he is done for the year. And then you get to Golden Tate. Golden Tate was brought in as a free agent by Dave Gettleman, and reports came out over the weekend that Golden Tate is going to be suspended for the first four games of the NFL regular season for a PED suspension.
Yeah, it's a drug that
fertility drug.
Fertility, and he didn't know. Like, I gotta tell you, reading the stuff about him about Golden Tate when he said and what he took, like, I don't think he's lying. I think he's kind of getting, this is a bad deal for him. But regardless, it's a worse deal for the New York Giants. I was reading in the New York Post that I want to steal one of their lines. It's basically the Giants receiving corps is in a shambles, and that's basically the best word, shambles, because that's what it is right now for the Giants. I was also reading in the New York Post, I don't know if you saw it, Victor Cruz is, I think he's kind of, you know, he's kind of looking to come back, and they might need him. 32 years old, he's in good shape, man. He might need Victor Cruz. Salsa Jones.
Yeah, Jones. If it was the Victor Cruz from 8 years ago, maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the issue you have with Victor, Taz. But it's a tough, no Odell Beckham Jr., and now you get the Tate suspension. And I don't know where, you read the statement by Tate in which he said, this past April during the offseason, he and his wife saw a specialist fertility planning. You know, he started to take something. Then, you know, he noticed it was on the league's banned substance list. I guess my thing would be, wouldn't, as an, you know, as an NFL player, before you ingest something, wouldn't you make sure that everything is kosher and that everything is A-OK before you actually put something in your body, before taking it, and then all of a sudden saying, whoa, that's on the banned
list. I know. And you're right.
That's the problem I have with his explanation is, I would think that you could go through and talk to the doctor as he and his wife are trying to plan a family, and that's great. You know, and I, obviously they're seeing a specialist for that. Wouldn't then you go through the list and say, this is what I can take and this is what I can't take, and they could find a way to work around that?
Well, even an easier way to go, if you're Golden Tate and he has the resources to do it, is just contact the training staff, contact the head trainer, you're Golden Tate. You're on the New York Giants. You know.
Yeah, well, however way you do it.
That's how you do it. You say to them, right. That's how you do it in college. You find out, before I take this, you have access to the list, but the lists are gigantic. And some of it, it's what happens is it's not the generic name. I'm sorry, it is the generic name. It's not like some of these drugs that are sold, through pharmacies. They have different names on them. So that's where it gets a little, the wording of it, you might not know it's the same drug. So you ask the professional on the training staff, you're a pro athlete. But I'm just saying, it's not like this guy was, you know, taking, you know, different shots of, you know, Sustanon 250, which is a high-powered anabolic steroid.
No,
you know what I mean?
I understand it's, that, but still on the banned list.
Yeah, I know.
Reason.
No, I agree. I
look
know.
At it as a masking agent for other drugs.
Well, the other thing, too, is he should realize Golden Tate as a pro athlete. And, you know, someone that knows his body and he's probably lifted weights his whole life. And if it's something you're trying to... Look, obviously he was trying to plan a family with his wife. I would assume whatever drug it was he was taking is going to increase your testosterone level. Okay, not to get into the woods here. This is not a whatever. You get my drift. And you should know when you're taking anything that might boost up your testosterone level, there's a good chance it also has an effect to boost muscle mass.
Yeah.
So, and speed, and, you know, so you gotta talk to your trainer.
Yeah, I didn't see where the drug was not announced.
I don't know what the drug is. No, yeah. I'm what I'm saying to you is I'm not a doctor. I'm just saying if you're trying to impregnate a woman, your testosterone level needs to be at a certain level. That's
right. I agree with that.
I mean, it could be
a number of different things. Right. I mean, it could be that, or it could be, you know, who knows? I mean, but
there's a lot of different. You're right. There is a lot of different.
Whatever was the drug was, and it has not been announced what the drug was, it's on the NFL list for a reason.
Right.
You're right. There could be a different name for it, but I guess my point, whether you know it or your team knows it or your personal doctor knows it or, you know, your agent knows it or your assistant, whatever it might be, however protocol you need to do, Taz, this is your life. I would not take something until I know exactly what is in it because this is my livelihood here.
This is not a rookie we're talking about.
Right. This guy's 32 years old.
He's been around a long time. He's been very successful. And, you know, he knows what he's doing. So, I mean, he should have been a little smarter. When I say I kind of feel a little bad for him, it's because... I don't think his intention was. He should have talked to the training staff. I don't think his intention was, you know, I'm going to take this drug right here because I'm going to get bigger, stronger, faster, and I'm going to be as good as Beckham was for the Giants. You know, now he's with the Browns I'm just saying why I felt bad for him.
You know? I know. You got to be smarter.
You got to be smarter.
You just got to be smarter.
No doubt. There's no doubt.
I mean, and maybe he wins his appeal. In a statement, he said the Giants and the Giants have known about this situation. They'll appeal it, and he feels like once the appeal is heard, the suspension will be revoked. We'll see if that does indeed transpire. All right, let's head out to Cincinnati.
All right, there we go.
The Bengals, tough one over the weekend. Saturday, A.J. Green as, they're practicing in Dayton, right?
Dayton.
A.J. Green carted off the field. MRI results revealed on Sunday. He has torn ligaments in his left ankle. He's done for the next 6 to 8 weeks. In all likelihood, he will not be there for the opener that the Bengals have week one against the Seattle Seahawks. That's a tough hit for Cincinnati.
Big time tough hit. I mean, he's a key receiver and a key guy for in that offense for Dalton and stuff. So, yeah, they got to figure this out. Zach Taylor, new head coach. Now he's a former quarterback himself, but he's dealing with this now with one of his top offensive guys out. You know, and of course, with the reports of the turf there at University of Dayton, you know, I've seen that school. I used to wrestle at a building called the Harrah Arena, which they just took down, apparently, but it's near University of Dayton. And I was over there once with a couple of guys, and when you, not just there, but a lot of places that have, you know, turf or field turf, you know, when the turf gets worn down, that you can see the black pellets, you know, and it's the green, the artificial grass is gone, that the cushion could leave. The cushion comes from the pellets, too. And that, if you got to upgrade, if you got a pro, an NFL team training at your facility, they're paying money, obviously, to the school to use their facility throughout the summer. You got to put good turf down, not just for the Bengals, but for the players that are on your other sports teams. I mean, come on. It's a, you know, what are we doing here? You know,
yeah,
so
I mean, and they're there in Dayton for the 100th anniversary of the NFL, kind of a welcome back kind of a deal. I don't know. Watching the video, you think it was the field turf that led to the injury?
I don't know, Andrew. The player's name escapes me. One of the Bengals, AJ Green's teammates said it. Andrew was mentioning his update that he was the one that somebody was complaining about the turf.
Well, they had to have it. It was, they did inspect it. It was deemed, you know, good enough and ready to practice on. I mean, I agree with you. I mean, it's not exactly the training facility that the Bengals use on a week in, week out basis.
Tyler Boyd is the other starting wide receiver. He's the one who was complaining about the turf. So, you know, these guys are working on it every day. You know? So, I mean, I don't know why he would say that if it wasn't. I would assume he's right. He's working on it every day in camp.
Yeah. So, you know. I mean, it's one thing to complain about it. It's another thing to be that it's a causal effect, right? It might not be up to expectations. It's another thing to look at it. I mean, he went up in the air and battled for a football with Drake Kirkpatrick, came down. And then all of a sudden was you know, limping a little bit. I don't know. I mean, maybe it was the field. Maybe it would have just happened on any field whatsoever.
Could be. Who knows? We don't know. But, I mean, to Tyler Boyd, but kind of what he's saying, you know, what could happen is if there's not enough cushion, as you know.
Yeah, true.
Right. Then could buckle your ankle or
your knee.
Fair. You know, that's what it is.
That's fair.
You know.
I mean, they investigated. I would have to deem that they would not want to put their players at risk, right?
I agree. I know. I agree.
I mean, if they felt like there was not enough cushion or the field turf wasn't up to expectations, they would have just canceled it. You would think, but sometimes, you know, NFL teams or teams in general do stupid things. Here is Tyler Boyd talking about the fact that everyone now for Cincinnati needs to step up their game.
Tough, you know, but we got to have guys step up. You know, it gives more guys opportunities. You know, we need guys to come out there and try to pick up at least 75% of what AJ be doing. You know, I know ain't nobody here like AJ, but man, it's going to be tough, but we need somebody to step up.
Yeah, well, we'll see exactly who steps up now for first-year head coach Zach Taylor. How about Antonio Brown for the Oakland Raiders now? We talk about being creative, showing up to camp. We know it was for Jalen Ramsey, it was an epic fail showing up in the Brinks truck a week ago.
With his hype, man.
Here is Antonio Brown showing up for the Raiders in style.
That is a hot air balloon. Hi. It's the best one right here. I thought it'd be exciting to switch it up. Napa Valley obviously is known for the hot air balloons.
Wine.
This camp is so important for this team because
maybe wine too.
Know, it's a lot at stake. We kind of got to develop our identity. I think it all starts today with the commitment from guys there and everyone there understanding the reason we there and why they're putting their hand in the pile, you know, to make the Raiders great again and start today. Raider Nation, I'm here in Napa. It's time to get to work, baby. Float like a butterfly, sting like a bee. Let's get to work.
Oh my God. There you go. Oh, I give him, that's great.
I mean, imagine if you came to work every day here, Moose, on a hot air balloon, land on a roof here in the building.
Yeah, it could never it'd be amazing. I'd probably be shot down entering the airspace of Manhattan. I don't think I could do it.
You actually would be shot. I didn't think of that.
I'd be shot down. I don't think I could do that.
Don't shoot, it's Moose.
Yeah, right.
No.
I don't think.
It's a hot air balloon.
Right.
No.
There's no communication devices. There's nothing. You'd be done. Brown,
where's Moose? His balloon got shot down. Oh, he's going to miss seg one?
Give Brown some credit, though. He is creative, Taz.
He is very creative.
And
he spends
works.
Money on his entrances. It does
it
work.
It works. I mean, the hot air balloon, even though it's nonsense in Napa Valley, no air for hot air balloons, it does work. It worked a lot better than Jalen Ramsey in the Brinks truck.
It worked 10 times better than Jalen Ramsey in the Brinks truck. And his horrible hype man he had there That was bad. No, the best
don't
line
get
is
that money, money.
No, money, money. When Antonio Brown, the Napa Valley line was the best. Napa Valley is known for its hot air balloons, not the wine. Like,
I'm sure. I'm sure they have not a hot air balloon like rides and stuff like that you could take. Right?
I've never been in one.
I probably would never go into one. You've heard horror stories of people. Wasn't that a year ago hitting an electrical power line, getting electrocuted? I would not get into a
Would
hot
you rather
air
get
balloon.
Into a blimp?
I like a Goodyear blimp.
It could be maybe a different advertiser.
I would just do an actual blimp.
Why is it got to be a Goodyear blimp?
Well, because that's what I think about. This is the most...
That's called branding. See how Goodyear did it?
Yeah, I would get into a blimp before a hot air balloon. You?
Hey, Mike, I'd probably go blimp. I'm with you in the blimp. Mike, we should do a 1v1 blimp versus hot air balloon. Yeah. What do you think of that? Good idea?
That'll stir the nation.
Brilliant.
Blimp hot air balloon.
Spitballing creative here.
Well, that's it. Where would you go?
Yeah.
A blimp or hot air balloon? So
by the way, side note. Before we continue talking about the NFL players and camp, what's our name of this segment? We need to maybe put it out to the audience, social media wise. We don't have an actual name, Mike. You know, we don't have a name for this segment.
I thought it was Gone Camping.
I didn't get that memo.
I don't know.
I don't think we officially have come up with one, but Gone Camping, Going Camping, Camping in Style, Camping with Taz and the Moose.
Okay, got it, podcaster. Gone Camping's a little trite, Moose. I think we need to add something to it.
Okay. Go ahead.
No, I need time. I'm not, I want to discuss it with you. I want to discuss with you.
I gave you my...
Gone Camping... This week? No, that's bad. No, I'm joking.
Mine was trite.
I know, but mine was
gone
horrible.
Gone Camping this week.
Mine is horrible. No, I was teasing. I don't know. Gone Camping. Something with football. We need something in there. Catch the Camping Tackle. No, that's...
What? I like
that's
that one.
Horrible. That's a great one.
Catch the Camping sucks. Tackle.
Yeah, no, but that's a bad one. I'm joking again. I don't have a good one. I mean, because you got me stuck on the Gone Camping.
No, we don't have to do Gone Camping.
Something with a C, with something that connects with football. Catching. What else is with C with football? It's like two C's, two letters sometimes could sound cool.
Cleats.
Yeah, cleats. That's good. You know, cleats up instead of wheels up. Cleats up. Camping, that's really bad. This is why I usually don't spitball on the air. You know, this is privately. Because the bad ideas no one hears.
No, I understand.
We're pulling back the curtain here.
That's exactly right.
So they hear it all.
We'll come up with something.
You're not saying any other ideas.
No,
you're
we'll come up. I'm trying to think. I'm just kidding.
It's tough.
It's tough.
Should
it's
we
tough.
Go with something with hot air balloons because
no.
of this?
No,
maybe
no
not.
Hot air.
I agree with you.
No Brinks truck.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I
no.
agree with you. Totally.
No,
I agree with you on that.
Yeah. So there you have it. Whatever our segment is, we just went camping. Yeah. It's Taz of the Moose
all
with
right.
you.
We'll come.
No, we got to come up with a name.
We will. We got to work on it.
Yes.
Sometimes the audience, if we give them three options, we don't even have one. If we give them three options, they could pick one.
We could. Well, we could fire that out on social media.
We'll have a production meeting during the break.
Sounds like a plan. It's Taz in the Moose. Juju Smith-Schuster makes good on his promise. We'll get into that next on this Monday morning, CBS Sports Radio.
Attention maggots, rise and shine. This is Sergeant Slaughter from the WWE, and you're listening to Taz in the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. Don't touch that dial, maggots. And that's an order.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. Coast to coast, pillar to post. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, tonight at 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific, CBS Sports Network is courtside in the Big Apple for some World Team Tennis. As defending champs, the Springfield Lasers take on the New York Empire in the 24-hour home of CBS Sports. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line is brought to you by Geico. Great news, quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on your car insurance.
Hey, if you have any, you people out there, okay, you have any names, we're trying to give a name for football camping around gimmick that we do, our camping segment. So if you have any names, you could tweet at us, at Taz and the Moose, to the show account. And be so kind to tag Moose's official Twitter account, at Mark Malusis, or mine, at Official Taz at 1Z. So actually on that, we have a social media update. Rob Curry, at Curry underscore Rob. Okay, he tags all of us. Says, camping catchers. Rob Curry, Calaboo, Maine. Rob, I don't know. I'm going to speak for Moose on this. I don't think that's a good one, but thank you for sharing. Camping catchers are kind of a baseball thing. We're doing a football theme.
Yeah, no, that doesn't work. I thought you said you liked it.
No, I didn't like it. But Rob tweets our show a lot, so I want to give Rob some love. No, you know,
I was very hopeful. You're like, I got something coming out here.
No.
Man, tweet us. I liked it.
Sorry.
Then you come out, you're like, I thought maybe I misheard you. I apologize.
No, it's all good.
Then you come out and you just say it's
better the guy. Yeah. No.
But thanks for tweeting us.
Thank you. Appreciate that, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rob. Right. You know, what about something like Tackle Tent Camp Tour? That's really bad.
That's a tough
that's
one.
Horrible. Nope. You go, that's a tough one.
That's a tough one.
Andrew, you got any?
That doesn't really roll off the tongue.
It doesn't really.
Yeah, no, I'm stumped now.
Okay.
You've thrown me off my
Andrew's
game.
Really given a lot of thought.
How about Strong Safety Sleeping Bag Camp Tour? That's not smooth either.
It's too many words.
Very tough.
Okay.
We'll come up with
I kind of like Gone Camping.
It's too simplistic. We need.
Well, I'm simple.
No, I know you are. You're a very simple man. This is well documented. But no, what I'm saying is it needs.
Ouch.
I like Moose's idea of Gone Camping. I do. But I do think something football needs to be added to it. Gone Camping football style. That's horrible too.
Mm.
My bad. Sorry. I'm the only one giving ideas.
My bads are out the window.
I'm the only one giving ideas. Don't want to say nothing.
No. But I'm trying to. I don't know of anything. I did give mine.
You gave one.
Standing. It's the strongest one of the group.
But you. It's you. It is.
King of the mountain right now. No, but you have to continue. If the guy is still sitting on king of the hill, if he's on top of the hill, why does he have to continue to climb?
No, you're right. I feel you. But it's not original. You don't have an original. That's not your original IP. That right there is.
I never said it was original intellectual property. I never said it was.
We just need to add a little football thing to it. That's all. Gone Camping blocking. That's horrible too.
Gone Camping blocking.
Something football. We just need something in there.
All right. We'll come up with it.
We'll Andrew's got nothing either.
What's going on, Andrew?
Oh, hey, guys.
How are you?
Here I am. Just walked in. Here's your report. It's sponsored by Wrangler Performance Series, a collection of jeans and pants featuring a comfort flex waistband and denim that flexes for comfort. Wrangler Performance Series, try on a pair today. In a somewhat surprising move, the Mets acquired all-star righty Marcus Stroman from the Blue Jays yesterday. The Amazons paying pitching prospects Anthony Kay and Simeon Woods Richardson while sitting six games out of a wild card spot with five teams in between. That was the second move the Jays made yesterday, dealing utility man Eric Sogard to the Rays for two players to be named later. Baseball's trade deadline is Wednesday afternoon. On the field last night, no four-game sweep for the Red Sox. They fell behind the Yankees 4-0, then closed to 6-3. But their defense let them down.
Lefty to lefty, Hernandez deals. Swung on and looped to shallow center field. Racing in is Bradley. He makes the catch. No advance. Two-way. And the throw goes to first, and no one was at first. Oh, what a break for the Yankees. Wow.
Because they need all the breaks.
Shocking.
John Sterling, Yankees radio, two runs, scoring on the Jackie Bradley Jr. throwing error. New York led 8-3. They won 9-6. D.D. Gregorius and Austin Roman hit two-run homers off Chris Sale, while Domingo Herman K'd 9 over 5 and a third. There are now 9 games between the Yanks and the Sox. They'll reconvene in the Bronx this weekend for 4 more games. The Nationals hammered the Dodgers yesterday afternoon 11-4. Steven Strasburg allowed just 1 run with 9 Ks over 7.
We just have to keep our heads down, not look at the scoreboard. And, you know, it's a sprint to the finish line now. And whoever we got, you know, we're going to go out there and give it everything we have. And let the chips fall as they may.
The Nats have the second wild card spot this morning. They are 5.5 games behind the Braves in the NL East. Atlanta losing in Philly yesterday afternoon 9-4. The Nats and Braves start a series in D.C. tonight. Max Scherzer expected to miss tomorrow's start
because of the pulled muscle in his back.
Hold on a second. I think I got it. The Taz and the Moose Gone Camping Tour.
Thanks, Moose. You guys just mentioned the
Taz
reported
and Moose Gone Camping Tour.
Presented by Taz.
What do you think?
No. Why do you need a tour when you're if you go camping?
Oh, now you're gonna break down the details of the stick.
No, it's not. I don't love that.
Hold on a second. Let's see what Don.
Where's the football? You wanted football in it.
That's a good point.
Gone camping with Taz and the Moose. It's got to be the Taz and the Moose Gone Camping Tour.
Are you gonna rip me here? Let's go to Boise, Idaho. Maybe Don could help us out.
Don,
what do you got, bud? What's up, man?
How about Taz and Moose scrimmaging for s'more?
Oh!
Got a little s'mores action going on by the campfire.
Oh, yeah. Taz and Moose scrimmaging for s'mores. You got to put the S at the end, Don.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I just woke up. S'mores. It's 5:30 in Boise.
Well, that's fine.
We appreciate it.
Good morning, gentlemen.
I mean, that's not bad, Don. We appreciate that the assistance and the call. That's not bad.
That's not a bad suggestion.
Scrimmaging for s'mores.
I like using s'mores.
Well, I like the scrimmaging part because it brings football in.
Right. Yeah.
And there's a lot of scrimmaging to Don's, you know, to what Don's saying in camps, in NFL camps. So, scrimmaging for stories. That sucked.
No.
Scrimmaging for s'mores. Taz and the Moose scrimmaging for s'mores tour.
I know.
Taz and the Moose scrimmaging for s'more tour.
Taz and the Moose s'mores football talk.
Yes, tremendous.
Yeah,
thank horrible.
You.
Fantastic. Continue, Boise.
S'mores football info. All right. As you guys were mentioning last segment, reported torn ankle ligaments for Bengals wideout A.J. Green. He's expected to miss 6 to 8 weeks. Now, last week, the Packers cut D-lineman Mike Daniels. The Lions signed him on Friday. Daniels loves him some Matt Patricia.
He's just a genius. He really is, man. He understands the game of football. He knows what it takes. So to be able to play for a coach like that, that means everything. It means everything. And I'm really trying to be restrained right now, you know, because I'm so excited. If I could do a backflip, I'd do one right now, but I can't. But I'm really excited.
He knows it's Patricia, not Bill Belichick, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Just making sure. Daniel's 1 year deal with the Lions, that'll be worth $9.1 million. $7.8 million of that is guaranteed. Brooks Koepka won the WGC St. Jude Invitational, and Denny Hamlin won the NASCAR race at Pocono, his third win of the season, his fifth at that track. Guys?
All right. Thank you, Andrew. Appreciate that.
Because I had my mic off. Because I don't know what we're doing. We do have another.
You have another suggestion for our segment.
Well, the social media is lighting up right now.
Okay, what do we got?
I mean, the tweets. We have another social media update, I believe. Thomas Smith at Knowles Thorpe. If you're doing two teams per day, how about two-a-days? It's not bad. We can incorporate two-a-days into this idea. Maybe we could incorporate Rob from Boyd. No.
Well, the problem with two-a-days is then you're only hitting upon two topics or two teams, right? And it'd be those two teams within the segment. So you're kind of hamstringing yourself.
Why do you have to bring logic into this? Like, why are you?
Because then why, you know. I don't know, because there has to be some kind of.
Because you want it to make sense? Is that why?
That would be nice. No. To where if you do two-a-days.
I think there's another show here on CBS Sports Radio, Tiki and Tierney. They do something too. They do 2 days,
oh,
Mike?
They do. Yeah, they do something like that.
Okay.
They just started?
6 years ago.
All righty then. So, we can't do that. So we will not do that because someone else is doing that.
So he can't steal their IP.
Do we? That a boy. Do we have a front runner right now? Do we have the
Gone Camping.
I like Gone Camping. There's got to be more to it. Gone Camping and we're scrimmaging. No, that's not good.
I don't think there's. No,
we got to add to
that. If
you
don't like Gone Camping, I don't think there's a front runner.
No, but I think that the gentleman from Boise, Iowa had a pretty good one. The scrimmaging for s'mores. but there's something in there. You can take elements of that.
Scrimmaging for s'mores with Taz and the Moose.
But for the word tour in there, you're good. You're scrimmaging for s'mores tours. It's horrible.
Come on.
Absolutely horrible. Yeah, no, the tweets are coming in. We'll get to them throughout the program.
Yes.
Here. I mean, it's just a plethora.
Well, no, there are. I mean, tremendous tremendous job by our listening audience by adding to the program. I don't know if there's if we're not going to go Gone Camping. That's too simplistic. I don't know if there's really a front runner right now.
It's not even that it's too simplistic, my friend. It's not really, no disrespect, it's not original. So that's the thing. So we could use your idea, which is not an original idea, and make it original. Make it our own. You don't want to just go and just take Gone Camping. It's like, you know, NFL, Taz and the Moose chatter, Gone, that stinks. Maybe we're stuck with the Gone Camping. We got to move away from that.
Maybe. We can. I like it the way it is. I like it just coming out and talking stuff. I don't think you need to.
No, it needs an open. Don't say that. It needs the open, my friend.
No,
that's
we
how
have
we market
the,
it. We bring it T-shirts, maybe brand it.
We have the open.
No, I know we have the open. I'm saying
by the time we come up with a name, training camps will be over.
Okay, no, but this is people like to interact. You see, that this is nice. Yeah. We're trying to throw it to our audience to give us a name for a segment. You're like, we're good, Taz. We'll just talk football.
I don't think we're gonna come up with a name right now.
This might be the first time ever that we're on two different pages on the show. Maybe.
Is it?
Yeah.
Juju Smith-Schuster makes good on his promise. We'll get into that next as well. Some more of your suggestions, too. It's Taz and the Moose on this Monday morning right here, CBS Sports Radio.
Give Taz and the Moose a call, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. On this Monday morning, it is Taz and the Moose with you. If industrial plants could capture CO2, think how we could help lower emissions. ExxonMobil is working to make it happen. That's the unexpected energy of ExxonMobil. Unexpected moment of the week. How about Trevor Bauer, who threw the baseball over the center field wall while standing all the way back from around the pitcher's mound as he got lit up yesterday in Kansas City against the Royals. Allowed, I believe it was 8 runs, 7 of them being earned. Terry Francona not too happy, and Trevor Bauer apologizing for that after the game. But that was certainly an unexpected performance there from the Indians pitcher.
How far do you think he threw it, Moose? Like how far? Like, what do you think? From the mound? He hit the over the center field wall or hit the wall?
Yeah, it's got to be, what, like 300 feet?
Dude.
300
in my best shape,
feet?
I couldn't. Could you ever throw a baseball that far? Like, dude, that's a hole, man. That's a throw. I mean, I'm not surprised.
I don't know
pitcher.
If I could throw it with the same velocity. I could probably, not now, probably. Yeah,
back
I could probably
day?
Throw it. Yeah, I could probably.
That's a far throw.
Yeah, I could
that's a hole. Yeah. We still have a lot of people giving suggestions. So with the name of the segment, we got people from the radio station jumping in there, from the news station giving ideas. So this is an ongoing thing for our camping segment, you know?
Yes, we're looking for a name for our new segment, Gone Camping. So if you want to fire it out, what's that?
Because you're still calling it Gone Camping, yeah. So we want to talk about Juju here. You want to go into a social media update? What do you want to do? You tell me.
No, whatever you'd like to do.
Here we go. Social media update. My friend Speakerphone Jones has a good one. A good one, Moose. I think you might like this. Maybe Taz and the Moose NFL Camp Fires. That's not bad. NFL Camp Fires.
Yeah,
sitting around the camp. That's not bad.
Yeah.
Speakerphone Jones might. And we also have Just Jonas. He said, talk about quarterbacks, cornerbacks, halfbacks, and clapbacks. Now, he's missed the important one, backpacks. You can do backpacks.
Yeah, I love that one. Speakerphone's a good one.
Speakerphones. How about QRB? I got one. QRB Gone Camping. We'll call it that. Quarterback, running back, backpack. Okay. Quarterback, running back, backpack.
Sorry, no, Anthony's I don't love that one.
New on the board here today. He's making mistakes.
Yeah.
You don't like
who
that
dropped
one?
Dropped that audio. Yeah, that was, I read.
I think you made an error. Yeah, that was exactly what that
good
was.
Good job by you.
QRB Gone Camping. You don't like that? Quarterback, running back, backpack.
I don't.
Wow. You don't have to be cold about it, Moose. I'm just
If you're asking about, no,
you're just sitting on Gone Camping. You're not giving one suggestion. You're just sitting on Gone Camping. All right.
No, I told you I like speakerphones. He was a good one. How about Juju Smith-Schuster?
Let's go.
The Steelers wide receiver, who a gentleman, a big Steelers fan with a mohawk and a tattoo of the Steelers logo on the right side of his head, asked Juju Smith-Schuster if he could go out there and sign his helmet. He said, what helmet? He basically said his head.
My head.
So Juju Smith-Schuster said, yeah, he'll sign his head, and signed it. And then I guess he basically made the bet that if the gentleman tattooed his signature into his head with the Steelers logo, that he would get him tickets to whatever he wants, season tickets.
Yeah, you got to hook him up.
And Juju Smith-Schuster is going to pay up on his bet. He's going to do it.
Yeah, it's really odd when this happens. I've had in years signing autographs, like at signings, you know what I mean, at conventions and wrestling and stuff. I had a couple of guys that had my Tribal Taz logo with a 13 in it tattooed on their arm or their leg.
Nice.
Never their head. Yeah. No, it is nice, but Moose, it's strange when you see this and you see like something from, you know, whatever you're doing, wrestling, football, whatever, and you see someone has this tattooed on them. It is an odd feeling for, like, I'm sure Juju felt a little weird because this guy got the Steeler logo in his head with Juju's number and stuff like that. Like, it's like, this is real fandom here. Like,
well, that's, yeah, well, it's off the charts.
Yeah, but you know, also, I don't know if people,
I think it's a little much. It's one thing also on a bicep, a leg,
right,
chest, back, whatever. I mean, I honestly think it's anything like the neck, you know, right,
or hands,
behind
or
ears,
your fingers,
head,
yeah, your fingers too. Yeah,
but the head's the worst. I don't understand why people get their head tattooed.
I'll tell you why.
On their head.
If you just get your head tattooed, like I could picture it. Like, yes, I'm going to give you an idea.
Neck.
You can get this guy, but this guy also has a big tattoo. I can't tell what it is because it's cut off on his back of his neck. This guy's like biker.
No, he does. I know.
Yeah.
But he's got all right. He's got all in.
He's got all in. Yeah.
Right. It's on the back of his neck, and now it's on his head.
For those that don't
That's
have any tattooing, for those out there who don't have any ink, as we call it in the biz, you got to understand something too. The good thing for this guy, and anybody who gets a tattoo on their head, Moose, is the hair actually grows. When you have a tattoo, the hair still grows. So you could grow your hair in, and no one would know you have that Steeler logo and stuff on the side of your head. The hair grows.
That's cool.
So maybe you should go get a haircut.
Yeah.
And put a big, giant New York Yankee NY on the back of your head.
You should do the same. You're bald.
Put a metal. Yeah, but
you
I
should
can't
get it right there.
I don't have the full. If I
cover
let my
up the head.
No, but bro, if I let my full head hair grow, and I got the bald spot, so I got to keep my hair bald.
Well, cover up the bald spot with the Met logo.
Nah, that's not a bad idea.
Why don't you do that?
The round Met logo, right?
Yeah.
With the New York City skyline.
Yeah. Why don't you do that?
Or like the Buffalo Bill head. He's just running.
Could do that.
It's not a bad idea.
Why don't you go do that? I'm sure your wife would be all fired up for that one.
Oh, she'd be fired up, all right.
Yeah, I know. She'd be all excited.
She'd be really happy
staring
about
at the
one.
Buffalo Bills logo every night.
On the back of your head.
Right, on the back of your head. Why don't you go do that? I think it's
go Bills.
I think it's too much. I mean, people can do whatever
much,
the hell they want to do with their lives. I get it. You only live once and enjoy it. And listen, tattoos are great. I'm not telling you that. I think there's just certain spots where it's tough to take. The hands, like you mentioned,
yeah,
the
I don't
head,
think hands are good.
The neck, the front of the neck, ears. Like, I don't know. I don't know. That to me, like, and I give this guy credit and give Juju Smith-Schuster credit because he's going to pay up on his bet. He's going to get him season tickets.
And that's cool.
He's going to set him up. And, you know, is that worth it? I guess you mentioned you could grow your hair out, so it's not going to be that big of a deal. So, you've got to grow it out pretty long, though, right?
Just enough so you don't see the ink.
Yeah, make sure you have thick hair.
You got to have thick hair. Right, that's true.
Maybe you have thin hair.
And don't put it in a spot where you have like a bald spot when you get older, because
that could be a problem as well.
Then you got to wear baseball caps all the time. So, you know what I mean? So that's the problem.
That's true, too. You're right about that.
QRB Gone Camping? You're not feeling it, huh? Quarterback, runnerback, backpack? No.
No, I don't like that. No. Then you're getting to like the QBR. It's confusing.
Too much, right? A little confusing. Yeah,
that's
you're right.
Confusing.
I'm just spitballing. You know what I mean?
No, I got you. No, I think that's a little confusing.
We're going to get it, Moose. We're going to get
but
it.
Hey, other fans say.
You got Suzanne to have something? We didn't ask Anthony. Anthony's new on the show here.
Yeah.
What do you got, Ant?
Whatever you like, Taz, I'm all for.
Oh, come on now. This guy. Too much.
Pete trained him.
Yeah. That added something to the show.
Pete the Body times two. That's Anthony.
Come on!
Oh, us that. Yeah, no, that yeah, and I thought you'd have a little something. You're a sports guy. You're a creative guy. But I appreciate the love. I don't know, man. There's something there, and we just missed it. We're going to print T-shirts. We're going to sell them. We'll sell them at, like, carnivals and stuff and bazaars. You know what I mean? Taz and the Moose, you know, whatever, gone camping, something.
Yeah, no.
Mike, anything? Nothing?
I love gone camping. I'm a big gone camping guy.
No, you're not. You're just a... You're all about the path of least resistance. That's the type of guy you are, bro. Are you kidding? That's all you care about. Yeah. If this was something for his podcast, Moose, he'd be thinking forever about it. Oh, I got to think of a good name.
No, we could think about it. We'll come up with something.
We will. Yeah. We will.
We'll lean on Pierno for any...
We got one more social media update as we go to break, if you want. Thomas Smith.
A long Twitter.
He's back again. Taz and the Moose camping news. It's a little trite, Thomas. A little trite. Thank you, though. Appreciate it. People are giving them I'm ripping them all. It's
nice.
Sad, you know?
Well, Thomas, Taz and the Moose camping news.
It's very simple.
Yeah.
Just the way you said it was funny. That's why I'm laughing.
I gotcha.
It's funny what you said.
That's an interesting name. So we mentioned about Juju Smith-Schuster. Interestingly, what the Tampa Bay Buccaneers... So it's always tough when, you know, you're the son of a former number one overall draft choice. And the former number one overall draft choice I'm talking about is Vinny Testaverde, who we know was a star of Miami and was, you know, a star more so out of Tampa Bay than he was with Tampa Bay. Right. But a Long Island guy, a legendary thrower of the football, had an absolute cannon for arm, can make all the throws. And, you know, you kind of remember Testaverde for that national championship game. He quarterbacked that Miami team that lost to Penn State and Joe Paterno and the Nittany Lions, where they were heavily favored going into that game. I think that was the game they showed up coming off the plane wearing the fatigues, if memory serves me correct.
I think you're right.
They ended up losing that game to the Nittany Lions and Penn State. And, you know, I think Vinny Testaverde had a pretty good NFL career. Did he live up to what people believe was going to be a Hall of Fame caliber career? No, but I think he had a pretty good NFL career and lasted a long, long time. With that being said, did you see his son?
Yeah, I did.
His son, who threw for over 1,700 yards, 11 touchdowns, lone season at the University of Albany in upstate New York. He attended Texas Tech, transferred to Miami,
that's right,
then Albany. He tried out for the Buccaneers at the team's rookie minicamp in May, and he was signed and brought in by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So Vinny Testaverde's son is now going to be down in training camp for the Tampa Bay Bucks.
You know, I've never had the opportunity to see the kid play. I mean, you know, I know Albany football is a good program. A friend of mine, his son, and he's a friend, played with my son, football with my son. My son was younger from our town. He's a kicker at Albany. Actually, he plays for Albany. So they have a really good program up there, a good football program. So, I didn't know. I knew he was at Texas Tech. I didn't know he went to Miami, too. So I didn't know he spent Vinny Jr., I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that. But anyway, it's a tough thing. Not only does he have that Testaverde last name, but he's got the first name, too. So it's a tough deal, you know, and now with the Buccaneers. So hopefully he makes the team and he's good to go. We'll see. It's going to be tough for him, I'm assuming. But, it's pretty cool. I mean,
it's good that he gets an opportunity. He goes by Vincent, not Vinny.
Right.
To change it up. But he is, obviously you can call him Vinny, I'm sure.
Right,
some
right.
people have. But that's what he officially goes by if you look him up on the Buccaneers website. But, we'll see what kind of opportunity. Obviously, his name gives him a shot to play and opens that door down in Tampa Bay, Taz. And we'll see what he does with the opportunity. Now, you know, no one's expecting Vincent Testaverde to be what his dad was in the National Football League and gets this opportunity because Nick Fitzgerald, a rookie quarterback down in Tampa Bay, was placed on the active non-football injury list to open up camp with a hamstring injury and has not been able to practice. So he steps in for Fitzgerald. He's going to get some reps early on in camp and not as much as it goes along, but he gets a little bit of taste of what it's all about. And let's see what he can do with that opportunity.
And with the Bucs there, you also got Ryan Griffin. You got Blaine Gabbert and obviously Jameis Winston in the one spot at QB. So, you know, we'll see. Hopefully it works out for the young Testaverde. We shall see.
Yeah, I mean, it's just strange. You got to feel old. You see his father play in Tampa Bay. And then you see his father's son, also named Vincent, playing for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers or putting on that Buccaneers jersey. Different one. I like the old school Bucs jerseys more so than the new school.
Oh, creamsicle orange.
Yeah, it was
the
tremendous.
Best. I just bought a hat. I have another.
Nice.
I got a couple of Bucs hats. Old school. Big mark for the old school Bucs logo.
The three comes your way next. Taz, Moose, CBS Sports Radio.
Nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, mine starts here.